It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the 4Play Podcast. What's poppin', what's happening? This is season 3. Y'all know that already. Or maybe it's like another season. Or maybe not. Or maybe it is. But you never know. You can only know if you are following us on our social media platforms. It's Cool FM Kano on all socials. Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Twitter. I mean X. You know, all of that good stuff. And also check us out on the website www.coolfm.ng to check out more episodes of the 4Play Podcast. My name is Scarlett with a double T. You can catch me on the road show, but right here we're talking about things that we don't usually talk about on radio. And I got the goons in the studio. I got Toki
present.
I got Mecca Moore. He says he's a substitute.
Yeah. Your favorite utility player is here. Thank you very much.
Wow, interesting.
Such an honor.
Okay. Anyways, though, we also have Mr. Mecca with the WJ.
Hi.
You know what's bothering me right now?
What?
I just saw this video and these videos are becoming one too many. It's abroad people making videos of how tough life is abroad.
Tell me about it.
Can they just fucking stop already? Like,
tell me about
it. Oh, it's so
cold. Everybody is thinking of coming to Canada.
Look, the job I have to do. Fucking shut up already. Like, I'm just tired of hearing and watching those videos. And yet, they are still there.
Exactly.
There's nobody booking
me. Coming back.
I say, I'm not going. Like, nobody said it was going to be easy, man. I don't want to see those videos anymore.
But how would they make you want to come to the abroad if they don't do those videos?
No, they're trying to make people not to come to the abroad.
Oh, okay. They are too set. So yeah. There's another one that are doing it subtly, or telling you that, you know, we are living the life. Like that lady that came outside.
Nine out of ten.
Leak snow.
Nine out of ten are telling how life is hard. The snow will kill you. This and that. Leave me alone. I'm glad I got that out of my chest. So,
oh my days. Okay, so let's start the podcast. Basically, we're talking about things we want to get off our chests in 2023. Things that we've seen that are just like, oh, come on, give me a break. Okay, now Toki has said his own. Let's see what Mecca has to say. For 2023, what is something that you want to get off your chest? This is a safe space.
So, for me, it's a lot, but the major one, the gender wars on Twitter has to stop. It's disgusting at this point. It has to stop. Every conversation you have on Twitter now leads to a gender war. So you're saying, oh, so yes, this man went to the... Oh, why would you say this man did this? If it was a lady, you would not do this. Come on.
Yeah, I hate those two.
It's becoming annoying. It needs to stop. 2024, let's do better. Love God. Be good. Be happy.
Amen.
Find love.
And just
get your bitterness out of Twitter already. Yeah. Please. Thank you very much. Mecca signing out. Thank you.
I don't want Twitter to be peaceful, Shao, if I have to say. I love the violence on Twitter, man.
I don't want peace. I want problems, always.
When I get in there, this is what I expect. So, by the time Twitter becomes like Instagram, I'll be like, oh, Mecca, the big Dave spoils it. So, keep the violence coming on Twitter, man.
I don't have a problem with the violence as well.
Yeah.
And the gender wars, they are lovely. Because sometimes when we have some of these gender wars, we get to understand the opposite sex even better.
That's what you feel?
That's what I think. And that's what I know, maybe. Because to be honest, man, it's actually revealing so many dirty parts of, you know, both genders, if we want to be honest. There are certain takes that men have on Twitter, on X, that normally I wouldn't have that, you know, thought. But when I see it, I'm like, okay, so this is how people think. And then on the other side as well. So yeah, show me your real self. Expose yourself. Bring it out.
I probably have problems with that, because you can make your point without necessarily saying if it was a man now.
Exactly.
If it was a woman now. And men do it too, you know. Yeah. Say if it was a woman now, everybody be like, because he's a man, you know. But you just make your point and let it go.
It's a slide.
But drop some small violence as always.
Imagine a lady makes a point and then there are guys who are trying to counter. What do you expect? Her or her friends, she will say, hey, it's a man problem now. Yeah, exactly. So they have, and then
there's always going to be that you attack me first, I'll have to attack you next. So yeah, let us.
Daddy Freeze made a video. I was just watching a couple moments ago, encouraging men not to date below their standards. If the woman no get money, she does not deserve you.
He said you should ask for allowance.
How much are you paying us for allowance? Because women be judging us a lot, man.
Yes,
treating us like trash.
Yes, sir. Preach.
You know, you bring all of this, but it's not enough. You get small dick. You not manage get big dick. You say you don't get big pockets. You don't have money. You get money, you get big dick. It's still not enough. Why are you not fine? Why are you not tall, dark, and handsome?
Why don't you have beds?
You know, it's just like
Mega, what do you want to get off like your chest? Just, please.
It's like a normal thing for a man to, you know, he can go. You can even go to the village and go and marry. Like, oh yeah, I'm going to find a decent girl. How many women they go find decent men? Go, Daddy Freeze.
You guys are just, this is why Twitter is very toxic. And I haven't been on Twitter the entire 2023.
Wow.
I haven't been on there.
You missed a lot, man.
Like, I changed my phone and then I wanted to recover my Twitter. The stress was just too much. So I said I was going to do it, kept pushing it over. And I just realized that, to be honest, I think I'm good without it. Maybe next year we might revisit Twitter. But right now, I'm really not interested. But well done to you guys.
This is the Foreplay Podcast.
Mega with a double G, what do you want to get off your chest?
A big sigh.
Yeah, it's a big sigh. They are quite. Yeah, I'll be taking them one after the other. Number one is, I know this is going to be tough, but I really want people to use social media a way that will be beneficial to the human race. I'm saying this because, I mean, back then we used to enjoy the bass bush. One actress somewhere, I used to date that, you know, the other one comes and then they tell you that your movies are not even selling. That, I mean, they're subtle. We make the fight very interesting. But nowadays, I don't know, cloud chasing, I don't know what happened to 2023. It's like it hit an all-time high. I was expecting it to be actually peak in 2020. When would they have too much to do? But trust me, the basketball in 2020 was even better coordinated than that of 2023. Somebody would just sit down. So look at Portable and what's his name now? And Charles. Charles Okocha.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody just say,
phenomenal.
Yes, you ripped me. 70 million. You ripped me. You carry me, go show. And then the guy records a video. Charles records a video, turning his chair was turned back. He not turned the chair. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. The next thing, they're having a boxing match on the 26th of December.
And
they are shaking
themselves.
Yeah, they are shaking themselves and stuff. I'm like, I mean, it's crazy. Just come forward and say what you want to do, what you want to do. There ain't nobody going, all these unnecessary, this one, that one, that. Nah. And I would love people to be a bit more subtle with having to put things out. So I'll say kudos to Teyana Taylor, I think, and Iman Shumpert. The fact that they've been separated since January of 2023 and we didn't know not until November. That's what I love. You don't necessarily have to come on social media. Nah. When the relationship was good, when you guys got married and everything, when you guys were dating, secretly doing your thing, you guys did not call us into it. But the moment it's break up like
Jada Pinkett says hi.
Fuck her. You might start to break up. They will not put people's picture. They will not draw one zigzag line in between and stuff. So yeah, keep certain things off social media if you can. And yeah, and focus on yourself. There are certain things that we don't have to know. Find a solution. Look at this other guy. What's his name? The comedian guy who was following Dotsun. I think it's Bucci. Is he?
Yes.
Fighting for custody of his kids.
And they
ended up posting his kids on social media. Their videos are all over the place. I'm like, fam, maybe he was trying to prove that. He now has full custody, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He was speaking to his in-laws. And then he posted the kids on social media. I'm like, no now, sir. My good sire. No, you don't do that. You have to protect their own privacy. So kudos to Dotsun. I'm sure Dotsun understands, you know, the gravity of having to post your kids on social media. I mean, when they are going through that, you know, craziness, you know. And I remember him saying, look, even the wife was kind of like mad at him certain times when he made posts about the kids on social media. Because you never really can tell. So yeah, let's be a bit more. Let's just use your sense.
Let me put it there. Mega, before we go back to more of your rant and bant, we have to go to Scarlett.
Yes, please.
And hear what is on her mind that she wants to get off.
Because she's been super quiet. Right?
She's holding it in. Let it all out. If Big Dave is the problem, let us know.
Yes.
We'll address it.
Okay, well, that was really interesting hearing what everybody had to get off their chest in 2023. But I do have something that I want to get off my chest. And this has been like both direct and indirect shots, if I should call it that. Because, like, I'm just tired. Like, I want y'all to mind your businesses, okay? So people out here in my business and out of my business.
Are you talking about finding man or what's the...
Yes! Oh, yes! Mega shift!
They are looking out for you now.
Chief, let me say my mind. Like, it's so crazy. Everybody is just taunting single people. It, like, it's 2023 has been the toughest of the toughest, especially with me personally, because you would see this one come and say, next thing, oh, that video that you did, who did the video? Oh, it's a man that did the video.
If you want to,
there are some videos of Scarlett. We are still not sure how she recorded them.
It's
those videos are very perfect. You know when they measure it.
It's called a tripod star. It's called a tripod star. That's what it's called. And tagging me in videos. Okay, for example, there's this guy that comes every single year at the end of the year to congratulate the Single Pringles Association of Nigeria. Like, oh, it's a consistency for me. I don't have a problem with being single, but why are you people tagging me in this video?
We're looking out.
We're looking out for you.
Why?
There are a lot of annoying things on social media these days. I saw one today. If you didn't make 15 million naira this year,
you're not a man. You're a
not a man,
bro.
You're a lady. I'm like, call me Cynthia.
Because I'm looking for breasts like
this. I check my chest. Because I check my account, I don't see 50M. I'm like, where are my breasts?
What is this thing in between my leg? What is this supposed to be doing here?
Oh boy, I mean, it's
to Scarlett's concern, yeah, the people celebrating single people, they are just trying to make singlehood and single doom beautiful.
I don't have any problem with you. So, don't get it. I don't have any problem with
you. The moment we talk about single people, it feels like we are forcing you to get a man.
Everybody is just hammering on single people problem.
But the thing is,
I remember I posted a video on my Instagram and then one goat came out to say that I put on my comment that no peace for the singles. What did I do? All I am just avoiding is black eyes.
It's just that. But most times people say they are happy, they are single, they are lying. So,
I'm not lying. Do I look like I'm lying?
It's like people just assume that it's 10 out of 10. There's maybe one person, maybe Scarlett, who is happy to be single. Yeah. But single people coming online always saying how they are happy to be single. Turns out most times they are secretly praying and hoping somebody's son or daughter will find them.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Anyways, though, we are done talking about all the things that we wanted to get off our chest in 2023. And now we're going to get... what else are we talking about?
2023, what's been going on entertainment wise? This whole top musicians refusing to perform in Nigeria. That in itself, they annoy me. It's vexing me small. And I don't sound like it's small, but it is vexing me. I'm like, see, like we made these guys now. Now all of a sudden it's December. Everybody's abandoning us, telling us how, you know, my mental health. Not like mental health's not a big deal, but let's stop throwing that word around, y'all. Which one is this thing?
Life. I'll see Rema. The TikTok will not say it. You understand? I greet you, bros. Let me talk to that guy. Let me talk to Bonabo. I greet you, bros. So, what? It's not like we, just like TikTok says, it's not like we are not concerned about your health. We are, but
it's the end of the year.
We will go on a European tour. I will always say this. I've seen their dates. It's crazy. You have 16, 17, 18. Take one day break, 20th. And you will not cancel one of those ones to rest. No, you will do all in good health, sound mind. There is when you know Nigerians are waiting for you back home. You not come and tell us that you have to take rest. And then the video is also giving you all need time to rest. What's the meaning of all
that
one?
The video is out here doing shows, man.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And I think it all boils down to them making lots of money from some of those foreign arenas. I'm going to say the way it is. I mean, money is always a driving factor. Forget it. And I think Nigerians,
And I saw some posts that suggested this. They said, look, to book these guys now is extremely expensive. So if they are not willing to put up a show that they are going to be shouldering, you know, most of the financial burdens, nobody else can. How you want to bring Asake now when Asake is filling up O2 Arena? You know, you cannot pay him. But the money the guy will ask for, you said no, that you are not going to recoup that money after that show. You run it at a loss. And everyone wants to be financially prudent. They want to make smart money decisions these days. So yeah, and that's why they say they are booking hype men now. Hype men will come and perform something.
And DJs to the rescue.
And I think there's a problem, though, because some of these artists will have to start suing some of these
hype. Yes, now.
But have you seen hype guys perform songs?
Yeah.
They perform records better than the artists. I'm not going to lie. You're going to feel the performance more because they are dancing. They are jumping. They are adding the extras that the artist could not add in the studio. So yeah, it makes it even sound better. And they're getting booked instead of these artists. And these hype guys will take like what? 1/10 or 1/11, 1/50 of what the artist would have collected. So why would you want to go for this guy who's just going to come on stage, spend 3 minutes, and then you pay him 100 million as the case may be? So yeah, it's
if they do anyhow, next year we'll not go stream their music.
The problem with that, though, if you like say we know to get sale like that, though, because I was looking at Spotify, some Spotify numbers, oh boy, Nigeria is there, but if they were to put like 2-3 countries in Europe together, they would get the numbers they are making from Nigeria. Crazy. So it's like, they don't even need us that much. Nigerians in the diaspora, two people are not trying. Help us here.
Now that you've mentioned Spotify and all, Lonely at the Top deserved top most streamed song of the year now. I mean, like, what other song? I mean, come on, you guys. What could even come close?
Yeah. Woto. Woto
seasoning. Put the seasoning there. The wackest song of 2023. That's a terrible song.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
The Woto Black, no offense.
I don't even know what the song is about.
That's the idea now. No, they don't want you to know what the song
is
about.
It's like a Woto thing.
Crazy. Lonely at the Top. Ah, man.
Ah. Big song, man. Can't take it. Remix, no, fire.
No, the remix is fire. The song is fire. But I wouldn't really say it's going to be the number one song, to be honest. I don't think it's the number one song.
What other song?
I just realized that Calm Down, the remix, was released last year. Eh?
Was it?
Was it last
August
year?
August of last year. Yeah.
Crazy. Else I would have tipped that one.
Yeah. But that Calm Down song is not such a spectacular song. No, it's a catchy song.
1 billion streams.
No, it's I get that. It's not a spectacular song.
Wait, it's, what's spectacular about Lonely at the Top? Is there something about
Detox, okay. Calm Down?
Yeah, Detox, Calm Down.
I like Calm Down. I mean, I like it. I like to listen to it. It's a catchy song you like to listen to.
Yeah.
But it's not like a spectacular jam, you know?
What like, is Lonely at the Top spectacular?
Like,
I don't think it is.
I feel like for
it's
me.
It's just basic.
I feel like for me, 5 years from now, or maybe not even that far, say, I don't want to listen to Calm Down. I mean, it's like I'm
tins
done
on tins. Those are one month songs.
Those are 1 month songs.
Yeah.
You hear them for 1 month and you move on.
I'll say Feel by Davido, though. If it should have like a little run in to that number one spot, because the song has been timeless. If I want to be honest, I want to say unavailable, but nobody's really hearing unavailable anymore.
Yeah, we are up to win the Grammys, man.
Yeah,
that's where we are.
Yeah,
we are now unavailable.
Yeah.
Catch us in February.
You know that kind of thing when you move back to gain momentum. That's what we're currently doing right now. We're heading for the Grammys.
Four Can Tango.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Oh yeah.
Well, guys, y'all know already what you're listening to, but in case you don't know, it's a 4Play Podcast, and we're just out here running our mouths, to be honest, talking about everything and anything that we can, because it's December already, and Merry Christmas to everyone who's celebrating Christmas.
Who's going to have, Scarlett, what are you looking forward to, dirty December or dry December?
Okay, first of all, my December started on a good note. Yeah, my December started on a good note, and I feel like as if this particular December into 2024 is just going to be spectacular. It might not be dirty. Shake guess. Cause
me, for me, when somebody says good notes, I'm just thinking, is it money? Because that's like, for me.
No, but like, not money. Actually, I just saw a post today from this, what's his name? Is he a bikini? What's his name? One executive, music executive like that says you need 6 million to 8 million to actively enjoy dirty December.
Brother.
that money.
We know how to do it with less. You should relax.
My own is, if people are like, hey, Scarlett, there's this thing going down at this certain place. You're down. I'm down. I'm going. If this and that comes to my doorstep, I'm going. I'm definitely going to have fun this December, but I don't know if I should call it dirty or like, you know, just
me. Mega, what are you looking forward to? Dry December? Dirty December?
Mega, let's be having family.
Can we be in between? Sprinkle?
Somewhere.
It's not going to be wet.
Let's come up with a word for it.
Yeah, so,
it's between dirty and dry.
What's the...
Swampy December.
No, wait, calm down. Muddy sand plenty inside those. They tell you, Sansa no be now. Look, you have to create some form of balance. I really wanted to have a dirty December. Like a December where I'm just like, you know what, let me just have fun and just chill. But when you look at how much it is, when you open your door in the morning to step out, how much you are spending, it's crazy. So yeah, you have to re-strategize. My bank account is telling me it should be dry. But I don't want to listen to the bank account because of my mama's hustle. So let's put it in between. And yeah, I think I started off, some opportunities coming my way to dirty, but then again, we couldn't dirty.
Big Dave is his first December in Kano. He's always spent Christmas with his family.
Yeah, actually. No.
So you're a big guy, man. You don't.
Last year was the first time I spent Christmas away from my family.
Yeah.
But this year, the December is going to be rock solid.
Rock solid.
Nothing. I'm going to be in my house. So yeah, nothing. Nice. Clean,
Talky, super, we don't even need to ask you. Every single month of the year for Talky is dirty. Dirty January, dirty February, March.
I'm calling it dirty December, but this one is just December.
It's
not
just dirty. Just like a normal
If I perish, December, I perish. December must be dirty. We will sort ourselves in January.
I'm going to Calabar.
Hey!
You don't start one conversation with it or not believe me that.
Once I hear Calabar, you know this my Calabar is becoming a problem. You know, if I'm scrolling on social media and I see something about Calabar, it's like I'm turned on. I'm like, if I meet somebody and they say they are from Calabar, I'm like, ooh.
And trust me, your explore page too is Calabar. Like,
you are bringing a lot of Calabar things.
You must go there when I like it or not to relocate.
Oh boy. Anyway.
But it's going to be an awesome one, to be honest. I feel this year has been really cool and the ending is going to just be very, very nice. The only problem I'm having now is what January is going to look like. So let's talk about the new year while we're here.
Let's go!
2024.
Please be nice.
Y'all remember like back in like 2005, 2010, they were always saying in the year 2023, we're going to get to this level.
Yeah.
Now we're past 2023. We're heading to 2024. In 2024, what are we going to be getting? Like, what's going to be the vibes in 2024?
We just want
to
have a nice... I mean, personally, 2023, too many years I've been doing this radio. Finally, I got an endorsement deal in 2023.
Hey!
You know? Let's go! Get
Some people looked at me and said, this cool FM guy, I think we should give you a shot. You know,
so, take a look at that.
So I'm thinking maybe more endorsement deals in 2024.
Dirty to do the good away now. You see, December is going to be dirty. You know, not December. This one is dirty extra.
Just to let you know, Mega, this endorsement deal happened very many months ago. So it's not now. So
you have been enjoying the fruit of our labor since.
You teach, say you day wise.
They shall
now we enter for Fort Play Pop Play podcast. So this one different.
So yeah, so I'm looking forward to better days 2024. And Big Dave is looking at me like he's an endorsement guy.
It's Cool FM Canals Fort Play podcast.
Becky, so what is your 2024 gonna be like?
As always, very chilled. So here's the deal, right? Uh-huh. I had a very boring 2023. I'm not gonna lie.
Obviously, it's
so I'm looking to have a very fun 2024. I want to go out more, make more friends. Maybe
you've come to the right city.
Maybe finally find love.
Oh!
Yeah.
Scarlett might be feeling a type of way after they had love now. Scarlett,
2024.
This is what I said. 2024, no more of this. No more of this conversation.
So yeah, that's it. Okay. But the major goal for 2024, find love. The single, it's not for me.
Wow. Y'all gonna be good.
He repeated it again, Scarlett. Goddamn.
Go ahead. You're the one that is pressuring this team.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is it a wrong thing for me? See, Scarlett, it might be something that you discover in love. Maybe you even discover yourself better.
Why do you make it look like I'm never going to fall in love?
Scarlett, what's better than
whenever
one?
I fall in love, everything is going to fall into place. But hurry now
up,
I'm not.
Scarlett, hurry up.
For 2024, I hate to say this, but anytime I say this, it doesn't happen in the next year. But we'll still go again. I'm more saving, so save your money. Oh, boy. 2023 was from hand to mouth straight. Oh boy, nothing might be safe for this year. But yeah, I'm looking at maybe there are some certain things I'm not doing right financially that I probably look back on it for 2023 and maybe make adjustments in 2024. What else am I looking forward to? Yeah, more money, maybe an endorsement, because man, I'm tapping into their bag. Somebody come and endorse me now.
Yes.
Any brand I would do, I would do for you, you know. More opportunities. And over the last couple of years, I realized that maybe I've been working hard and not working smart. I worked smarter for 2023. So I want to see, it's going to be maybe challenging for me to top it in 2024. But yeah, maybe that's one thing that I'm looking forward to. Let's see how smarter I can get. Because man, you have to meet the right people at the end of the day. If you feel like you're not getting what you're supposed to get, maybe you're talking to the wrong people. So yeah, more right people. And I want to go out a little bit. For 2024, for the last couple of years since I've been married, I've been like, you know, the indoor guy, you know what I mean? And spending time with family.
Detox, what?
But yeah, 2024, I want to be outside a little bit. I want to feel what that is like again. I'm beginning to be rusty a little bit. So yeah, let's see. I can't wait, man. I'm looking forward to that year with so much enthusiasm. Scarlett, where we at?
One thing about me, intimidation doesn't work on me. So I can have as many people talking about something next to me and I'm still not going to be bothered until when I'm ready. But 2024, I actually want to work more on my imposter syndrome. So I'm going to try to, you know, kill my imposter syndrome, kill my self-sabotage it, and go into those rooms, speak to those people, open my eyes, look them in the eye, tell them what I can offer. And I know it's gonna work through. So 2024, massive success, more money, more recognition, more on my content creation prowess. I wanna get better with radio and all that kind of stuff. It's about to be at least 2024. If there's love there, that one is the person's business. But my own personal goals, and I'll be good. I'll be fine. Future husband, if you're listening to this, you can come in like 2025, 2026, 2020, ending of 2024. But I'm so happy for the silence. Nobody said anything. That means we're making progress in 2024. You guys, look, I'm open to falling in love in 2024, ba. If there's someone who comes through and then the love happens, it will be a plus to every other thing that I'm trying to add to myself and my self-worth. And then a guy who knows his own self-worth comes in and I have someone that I can always tell about my day every day. But for now, we focus on what we're focusing on. Well, that's it for this episode of the podcast. Guys,
we are going to miss the podcast. Have been so nice.
Yeah.
It's been so comforting.
Yeah.
It felt like therapy.
Yeah, that's
our safe space.
But don't worry, you can always listen to us on air, Cool FM Kano, across everywhere, anywhere you are. You can download the application. You can check us out on the website, www.coolfm.ng. Listen to your favorite OAPs and your favorite shows so you're not missing out on anything. Also, check us out on social media because we're also trying to work on our acting bag and get our acting bag in. So you see us acting more on social media, Instagram, TikTok, Cool FM Kano, all of that. And we will see you when we see you.
Bye.
And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
One, two, three.
It's the 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.